This episode is really understanding when you start your business will be far more successful and your chances of it actually succeeding, which whatever that means to you, everybody's a little bit different. But if you start with the end in mind, you'll be so much happier and you'll make so much more money and you'll have to break your business less if you just understand that eventually what you're doing right now, or what you do when you first start your business, is not what you're going to be doing in 6 months. It's not what you're going to be doing in 1 year. It's not what you're going to be doing in 5 years. And not only from the business standpoint, but how does it fit within your lifestyle and your personal goals is going to dictate how you actually create this business. Because ultimately, a business is really to do two things, right? The number one thing is it needs to provide value to the customer. That's the first and foremost thing it needs to do, is it needs to serve the customer at the highest level. The second thing it needs to do after it fulfills that need is to fulfill your personal goals as well. Because ultimately, like, the entrepreneur is the person who is the engine, they're the steam, they're the fuel to the fire of the business. And if you run out of fuel, you run out of steam, you run out of energy, the business stops growing. And that's why so many businesses, they get sold. Like after the entrepreneur takes as far as they think they can, they get sold. And the new owners, they end up crushing the business because they don't have the same energy. They don't have the same fuel that it took to get to that point. And then sometimes the entrepreneur takes it back over and they rebuild it again. And people look at it and like, how does that happen? It's because ultimately the entrepreneurial spirit is so freaking powerful. So that's what this is about, is talking about when you start your business or you're in your business, like, look at it from the end in mind. Like, what does a perfect business look like? And once you understand what the end looks like, then you can backtrack it and look at where you are today and say, here's exactly what you need to do, so you have clarity. And when you have clarity, you're able to act with conviction. You're able to act differently versus if you're just kind of going through the motions, wibbly wobbling around, you wonder why you haven't got anything done. It's because you lack clarity, you lack focus. And when you lack clarity, you lack focus, you lack commitment, you lack creativity. So hopefully you get a lot of value from this episode. If you do, share this podcast with an entrepreneur, rate it, give it 5 stars. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanettis. So I want to share a little lesson that I actually gave to my mom this weekend when we were back at her house. And, you know, it's really funny as I even open this podcast up, as I'm talking about giving advice to my mom about business, because, you know, I grew up in a household that business was never talked about. It was never an option. My parents were never entrepreneurs. My mom was a dental hygienist, and my dad was in the Air Force. He retired after 29 years. And so entrepreneurship was nothing that I ever saw growing up. None of my family members were really entrepreneurs outside of being like solopreneurs. And so as I think about that, it's just kind of cool that I'm able to turn what I have learned and give that to my mom and help her with her new business. And so a little backstory on her, she actually quit her job about a year and a half ago to run two Airbnbs. And she was making enough from those Airbnbs that allowed her to quit her job. Now she actually has 4 Airbnbs, and they just invested in a shitter business. Yeah, a legit, like a porta potty business. And so they're probably about 2 weeks into purchasing this, and they're basically getting ready to create a game plan of how they're going to run this business. And so their whole game plan is that my stepdad, my mom's husband, he currently has a job, but the goal for him is to quit that job and do this porta potty business full time. And my mom will continue to run her Airbnb businesses and, of course, help with this new business. And as she's talking about, you know, the structure that they bought it from and the person they bought it from and his contracts, and then talking about, you know, what their plan is and talking about pricing and everything that goes into it, I'm just sitting there like, okay, I cannot bite my tongue. I must say something, right? I must help her out, because I have perspective. I've been in business for almost a decade now, and there's so many things that I heard her talk about that I want to share with you guys as well, because it was some really important lessons that when you're either starting your business or whether you have a business, like, these lessons have, like, helped me not only, like, fix old businesses, but when I start a new business, help me start with a proper foundation that keeps me from having to break the business and restart it so many different times. So when I started my first business, it was in 2013, and it was a business. It was a gym, right? I started as a personal trainer, and I did everything by the book that you could do wrong. I started the gym with just me. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't know how I was going to get new clients. All I knew was that I wanted to serve my clients. That was the only thing I was focused on. I was like, how do I serve my clients to the highest level? And in my mind was that I was going to create a gym for them, create this environment that they could get the best results. And if they just got the best results, then my business would grow. Well, it's not how it works, right? And you know, about 3 years later, I was sitting at my oldest daughter's birthday party at a water park, and I'm reading a book. I'm reading a book that I picked up called The E-Myth. And I remember reading that book, and I'm sitting there just like with this hope and this inspiration of what business could actually be like for me. Because at that time, I was doing everything. I was waking up early in the morning, training early morning sessions. I would still try to lift in the middle of the day, and I would go back at nighttime and train nighttime sessions. And then I would do that Monday through Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I was trying to figure out how to actually, like, I was working on my business. So then I was doing my books. I was doing I was talking to the accountant. I was doing whatever else that needed to happen. I was looking at equipment. And then in there, I was trying to figure out how to market and sell as well. And I was just like I was getting beat up. I was getting burnt up, and I had little help. I would have people who lifted with me. I would have basically have them help train a couple sessions here and there. But outside of that, I was pretty much doing everything myself. And so when I was sitting there reading the book, I just got this hope and inspiration of like, oh my gosh, there's actually a way to do this. And so if you haven't read the book, The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, it's an amazing book talking about systems and processes. And it tells a story of this pie shop. This gal named Sarah, right? And, you know, I saw myself in Sarah. I was the one who just was there all day long, and I worked my ass off, and I made almost no money. When I say I almost made no money, like, I made just enough money to pay my bills. Like, I didn't pay myself outside of just what it cost to run the business and then my personal expenses. Like, that was it. And so I was reading this book, and I just got inspiration and hope that, like, there was a system, there was a process. Like, I could actually put these things in place, and all of a sudden, I could actually have a business that ran without me. And was actually more profitable and served the client even better. And I remember, still remember sitting in that moment. I can remember they're like telling my wife, Katie, I was like, I think this is it. I think I figured it out. And, you know, one of the big things that I learned from that book was not just system and processes, but the difference between a valuable business, what valuable businesses do differently than just like normal businesses or even shitty businesses. Is valuable business, they serve the client first, right? And so when you're thinking about what are you going to price your product, you're thinking about the org chart of your business, like how many employees you need to have, how much revenue do you want to make, like all these questions you should be asking yourself, like what serves the client the best, right? And a lot of times, rookie entrepreneurs, rookie business people, they always think about the cheapest, right? Or they think about giving the most value, the most attention. Or maybe it's the fastest, right? But ultimately, understand like those are the three factors you're playing with. Speed, you're playing with value, and then you're playing with price, right? And so those are the three factors you're trying to play. And ultimately, what you're going to do is you're trying to find one of those you can be amazing at, two of them you can be good at, and the third one, you're honestly just going to leave. You're like you're not going to focus on it. Now, if it's a byproduct of the other two, that's great. But you, like, most businesses, almost every successful business has two of those things. And a third one is basically their differentiator because actually they all speak to different messages. And so when you hone in on what the number one thing your business focuses on, you actually can attract the client who you're looking for and then serve them the best. And so that's what I was trying to explain to my mom is you got to think about this from the client first rather than you first. And me, when I first started my business, it was about me. Right, I started my business because I was trying to get away from. I actually had the clients attention first. Like, I was trying to create an environment, but it was also me getting out of the gym I was training at. It was me getting away from having a job. Right, me creating my own business, and so in the very beginning, it was me about my training style, and I was like a powerlifter, and I didn't want to sell weight loss, and I didn't like CrossFit, and I didn't like Olympic lifting, and so I put all my limiting beliefs onto my business, and I wouldn't do CrossFit. I wouldn't do Olympic lifting. I wouldn't do bodybuilding. I would only do powerlifting, right? And that's why my business actually stayed small for very long because it was just about me and my beliefs and my things. And that was the message I was trying to explain to my mom is like, I know that you guys are trying to get Danny, who is my mom's husband, out of his job, right? And so I understand that. But if you create this business only focused on you guys and your intentions and your goals, your business will not be successful, I promise you. And so you need to build this business with a client in mind. You need to build this business in not just for what you want to do it for what you want it to do right now, but what does it look like in 1 year? What does it look like in 2 years? What does it look like in 5 years? So in the beginning, yes, like you're going to want Danny to work in the business, right? He's going to be the one who's out there, who's dumping all the porta potties. He's the one who's delivering all the porta potties. He's the one who's, you know, doing the work himself in the beginning. But what happens in 3 or 4 years when he no longer wants to actually go dump shitters? He never wants to go drop off porta potties. He never wants to go service them. Like, then what? And so you need to charge like you already have an employee who's going to do that stuff already. Even though in the beginning, Danny, my mom's husband, is going to be the employee, you need to charge appropriately for that. When you do make that decision, you don't have to go raise prices on your existing customers. You can already build that in right from the beginning. And so that was the biggest message that I was trying to explain to her when she was talking about pricing. She's like, well, Danny does it for this. And then we talk about gas prices. And she was just focused on them, right? And I was like, well, what happens if you want to pay an employee? Then what happens? I was like, is there enough margin in there that you can also pay an employee and you guys can still make money? And she was like, no. And that is the difference between when you start a business with the end in mind and with the customer in mind rather than with just you in mind. And so my fitness business, I had to break my business 100 times. Oh my gosh. I wish that was an exaggeration, but I made so many freaking mistakes because it was all about me. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have anybody to tell me these lessons along the way. I had to learn them the freaking hard way. And so now when we start our new businesses, like for instance, we started our cleaning business about 2 years ago, like we haven't had to change that business model at all. Not once. It's because we started it with the right intentions and with the right model. And we built that business to put employees in there so Katie and I didn't have to work in it. And we don't, right? I probably spend about an hour a week on that business. And Katie spends probably about 2 hours a week in the business. And that's about it, right? And those are the things that we choose to do. Like we don't, like there was a time where I didn't spend any time in the business. Now I like to tinker on the things. I like to figure out numbers. I truly enjoy trying to play the game of business. And so I find reasons to do things with the business rather than having to do anything with the business. And the likelihood of something surviving for a long period of time when you like doing it is much higher than if you don't like doing it. And it's the reason why we're no longer in the fitness business is because I just got beat up so much and I had to change it so many times that I got worn down, I got beat up, and I could never truly find the things that got me excited about it. I could never find my avatar. I couldn't find my customer that got me super motivated to show up every single day. Like I had ebbs and flows, and that's why I was in the business for almost 10 years. But the cleaning business that we're in now and our real estate business, like it gives me energy. I get excited about it. It's because I get to do it, not because I have to do it. And also it was all at the same time, those businesses were built with the client in mind first. And so that's my biggest piece of advice for whether you're starting a business or whether you have a business is like treat your business like $1 million business today or whatever your goal is. Maybe you have a business that you want to get to a $10 million business or $100 million business. Like you need to map that business out. What does it look like? How many employees do you have? What is the org chart? How much do you pay each employee? And even if it's just you starting, you need to have that org chart. You need to pay yourself. You need to put SOPs into place. Even if you're the one who's doing the marketing and the selling and the fulfilling, like you put SOPs in place that when you do hire that person out, you have SOPs in place that you can easily delegate that job. And all of a sudden it becomes fun. And if you're trapped in your business right now, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting beat up and I am tired. I am so tired. Like, you know what will get you excited again? Is having hope that there is a solution for you, that there is a way out, that you actually can not only pay somebody, but you actually can make more money and work less. And how you do that is you create systems and processes and create SOPs, and you actually create enough margin in your business that you can actually pay someone and you can still get paid. And that's the key to owning a successful business. It's one that runs without you and it runs that serves the client. And it's one that is in business for just a long period of time. Because ultimately, like the point of business, like there's no winning. Like even once you make $1 million, you're like there's no trophy. There's no finish line. Whether you make $10 million or make $100 million, there is no finish line. The point of business is to continue to play. And as humans, we like doing what we enjoy doing, and what we're good at. And so find ways to get good at business. Find ways to enjoy what you're doing. Find ways to improve. Find ways to grow. Business is the ultimate personal development tool. And so if your business isn't growing, it's freaking dying. And if you're not growing, your business is dying, because your business is a direct reflection of you. And that's why you listen to this podcast. That's why you're constantly reaching out for information. Like, that is who you are. So if you ever feel like your business is crumbling and you're stagnating, it's because you are stagnant, because you're crumbling, because you're not growing. And that is the great things about business. And that's why so many small business owners, why they end up burning out is because they stay small. They stay solo. The key to being your goal as a small business is to grow into a medium-sized business. It's to eventually grow into a big business, or to just sell a business, or to have somebody else run the business. It doesn't necessarily always have to be growth, but ultimately it's for you to grow. And so that could be you growing as somebody who's doesn't know how to sell to becoming a great salesperson. Then it becomes from you teaching somebody else how to sell. Then it becomes you turning into the manager and be able to manage, a team of salespeople. Then it's for you to grow somebody into managing the salespeople. Then it's for you turning into an actual entrepreneur, where you just have the ideas and you're able to tell them to a manager, and then they're able to execute the ideas. And then it's for you to hire a CEO who actually runs the day-to-day, and you just become like the board of directors, where you're just giving advice. Like, these are all simple growths. And then obviously you do that with one business, and then you can do it with multiple businesses. And then maybe you don't want to do business anymore. Maybe you want to go do philanthropy. Maybe you want to spend more time with your kids, whatever it is. But ultimately, it's about personal growth. And that's why I truly love business so much. That's why I love fitness so much, is because it's all personal development. Hopefully you took a lesson from the story that I gave to my mom. But when you start a business or you have a business, like, just always understand that you need to treat your business with the end in mind, and think about it with the customer in mind first. And then even from what do you charge to, how do you perform the service? Like, don't do it as you being part of the system. Right? You need to create a system that can run without you. And that's how your business can actually be around forever, because maybe you got sick, maybe you get tired, maybe you just don't want to show up to work today. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, is that, you know what? If I want to work today, I don't have to. The chance of that happening is very low, because I want to work, but I don't have to go to work because I built a business that runs without me. And that's what you want as well. So if you got any value from this, let me know. Rate this podcast, share with entrepreneurs to hear it, and I'll be back next time.